You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day, and today was an extraordinary day. I'm joined on the line by Chantal Marks, Head of Investment Research and Content at FNB Wealth and Investments. Good evening, Chantal. Lovely to speak to you again. I almost don't even know where to start. Everything was in the green.
Isn't it wonderful to be in markets when the market
is today.
Yes, so the JSE All Share Index up 3.5% today. Bond yields also trending lower, meaning that bond prices have gone up. And that has really caught a bid in the Financial 15, up 6.7% today. So the move really South African driven, SA Inc. driven. So that strong performance by financials, and mid caps and small caps also up in excess of 4.5% today. So overall, a really solid day, even Sasol catching a bid.
Even Sasol catching a good windfall there. I was looking at the financial stocks, and I mean, clearly, aside from financial stocks, and you look at some of the stocks that made new all-time highs, I think of the likes of ShopRite that almost touched 290, close to 300 rand a share. About a month and a half ago, this share price was at around 215 or 225 rand. So clearly, everybody benefiting from the rally in today's market. And it's almost undeniable that market sentiment is reacting on the back of the political news. And that's showing a lot of confidence in the market, despite how we may feel about the outcomes of the political situation. The market themselves certainly loving what's happening and responding very clearly. Foreign investors as well, and investors that look at our bonds also coming into the space and saying South Africa Inc. is turning in the right direction.
Yes, so I don't think we can overestimate how much it means from a confidence perspective, both locally and globally, when you have a mature transition of power, so to speak. So we could have seen something completely different take place in the South African context, given that the ruling party fell below 50% for the very first time. But I think this relative calmness and mature approach has really been quite remarkable. And quite different to even what we saw in other emerging markets that went through elections more recently. And if you consider the chaos that's going on both in France and in the European Parliament currently. So suddenly we don't look that bad. Our bond yields have strengthened quite nicely, saying that the market is confident that we will continue on our fiscal path forward and that things won't get out of control, perhaps because of political grandstanding or anything like that. And as you mentioned, foreigners, I think, for the first time now entering the equity market as well. We saw some foreign buying on Friday. Probably for the first time in about 6 weeks. So I think if we get today's statistics, we will see that foreigners have returned to our market in droves. And that's what's driving quality companies like ShopRite at the moment. Because when foreign investors come into the market, they're looking for the best of breed. So you will get the likes of the big banks and ShopRite and Clicks doing particularly well.
Chantal, I don't really know how or when the last time was that we had such a really good day on the markets. I can't remember anything since post-pandemic where we've had such a rally in one day. How much volume was traded today?
So volumes were quite high today. It was definitely higher than what we've become used to. And as you mentioned, I mean, we really haven't seen this kind of day in a really long time. So I think that we also haven't seen this kind of confidence return to the South African market in a very long time as well. I think that the last time we saw this type of positivity into the market was in the Ramaphosa era, in the New Dawn era, where everyone was a believer that that things will really change. And then COVID hit, and a lot of our infrastructure backlog came back to haunt us through Eskom and load shedding, intensifying load shedding, more recently water infrastructure, port delays and all the rest of it. And the New Dawn kind of fizzled and Ramaphosa fizzled out as well.
Chantal, where do we see this going? How long do we see this lasting? Because obviously with all the movements that have happened today, some of it could be short-lived, some of it could just be an initial reaction. But you almost get the sense that some of this has been pent-up pressure on the SA market and on SA Inc. following everything that we've been through. And we've now gone through 70-something, 74, 75-odd days of no load shedding. We've gone through the most peaceful transition in elections on the African continent, to say the least. And this is clearly something that investors had been worrying about for a number of years. How much longer is this rally going to last? Is this just the beginning?
So our last big rally in the Ramaphosa era lasted around 6 weeks. But I do think that that it came to an end because of external forces. And I think that that's basically what's going to derail this, if it is going to be derailed in the near term. It will have to be something that happens outside of South Africa that results in massive risk-off sentiment. From a South African perspective, all else being equal, our stock market is still not expensive. We're still on a forward P of about 10 times, which is well below the average over time, and also well below levels that we're seeing in developed markets. We know that the S&P is trading on a forward PE well above 20 times, which is way above where it's traded. Historically, government bond yields have come down, but they are still not at levels that we saw pre-COVID. So there's still some room there. And even from a rand perspective, the rand has strengthened nicely, but it is kind of hovering around fair value levels. And we know that the rand tends to overshoot to any sort of direction that it's going into. I think from a rand perspective, if we hit 1780, we could see some meaningful strength coming through as well.
1780. That seems like a long way, but it really isn't. I mean, we're at about 18 rand at the moment. The rand has gained 4% against the dollar in this month alone thus far, and the month is still going. So we could realistically come back down below that 18 rand level. Chantal, I want to look at the top 40 and the all share quickly. I see the top 40 sitting at around 73,000 points, the all share at around 79,200 or so odd points. Are we likely to make all-time highs this week? I think we're about 700-odd index points on the all-share away from all-time highs and about 2,000 away from all-time highs on the top 40. Do you think we've got enough momentum if we're going to see this rally sort of begin for the next 6 weeks that we'll make all-time highs?
So we certainly have some momentum behind us. I would think that all else being equal externally, we will see all-time highs today, and we will probably exceed that by quite some margin. I've noted that some of the big sell-side analysts internationally have also upgraded South Africa, both from an equity and a bond perspective. We know when foreigners are also buying bonds and bond yields come down, it's really solid for the valuation of South African equities as well. So you kind of get that double whammy effect on the equity market. The foreign investors are certainly quite positive. We know that prior to Friday, we'd already started seeing some really strong local buying. So yeah, I think that we are heading into record territory.
Chantal, when we look at just the performance overall of the top 40, I just had a quick look back at this time last year and the year before. And last year we were up only about, say, less than 1%. And the year before that, we were actually down about 8%. Typically in this time of, or in this period of the year, around June, July-ish, the South African market only starts to swing into positivity. So far, we're up about 3% already. Do we think we're going to have a rocker of a second half of the year?
Yeah, so hopefully we will have a rocker of a second half. Generally, from a seasonality perspective, South African equities tend to outperform in the second half. And then also in election years in the past, South African equity market has outperformed quite strongly in post that election period. So we would see markets be quite skittish going into elections and then kind of making up for it in the next in the period after elections. And considering that we're not coming off a very high base, considering that we've seen an underperformance over the last 2 years, I would think that the second half is going to be really solid. But again, just emphasizing, all else being equal from an external environment perspective, because you get one major supply side shock, inflation comes back, you have a Fed that starts hiking, and then it's all gone to hell. That is not our base case, but we need to be careful when getting too optimistic.
I think for now we have to take the optimism that we have and we'll deal with the future problems as the future comes out. I had a quick look now, as you're saying, Chantal, around the last election, around 2019 prices, and you're very right. We actually didn't move from that sort of 50,000 points mark on the top 40. We are significantly higher than where we were back then. So certainly a lot to look forward to and be optimistic about. Chantal, before I let you go, was there anything that surprised you today? Any particular stock? I mean, we saw financials absolutely having a blast of a day, and the likes of ShopRite also having a good day. Was there a stock that stood out for you and we were like, didn't think that would move?
Sasol. Sasol moving 10.4% today.
Considering, I mean, Thungela had a negative day, I agree with you there, yeah.
And I mean, we didn't have a massive oil blowout. I mean, the Brent crude oil price was up, but the Rand was stronger, so that those forces should counter one another. I wouldn't have expected Sasol to catch a bit along with the rest of SA Inc, because we know it's got a big South African business, but it's also got a very big external business outside of South Africa that is focused on the chemical space, particularly in the US. So I'm surprised. I think it's just a function of how super cheap the stock is. But of course, the cheapness does kind of tell you that there's quite some risk involved in investing in Sasol currently.
Well, we'll have to leave it at that, Chantal. We're certainly going to pick up the conversation around what other stocks are really affordable and really attractive, but that's got a conversation for another day. Thanks so much for those insights, Chantal. Chantal Marks, Head of Investment Research and Content at FNB Wealth and Investments, joining me to reflect on the great markets day that we had today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.